And I sure appreciate it. Been to the youth camp services a couple of times. And I sure appreciate the good presence of the Lord, the good preaching. It's really fed my soul, and I appreciate that so much. Appreciate seeing you here. If you got a Bible, want to read with me, let me just preach quickly to you and move along so give ample time to the man of God that'll follow. Psalm chapter 103. I want to read a few verses of Scripture to you here and then read one verse in Psalm 40 and try to preach to you what's on my heart. Psalm 103 and verse number 8 says, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust." Psalm chapter 40, one verse here. The Scripture says in verse 17, "But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God." Bow and let's pray. Father, we thank You for the privilege to pray. Thank You, Lord, for the privilege to stand behind the sacred desk of God. We ask You, Lord, now that You'd help us, Lord, give me clarity of thought and mind today. Let me say those words, God, that would bring honor and glory to Your high and holy name. And Lord, let me refrain from saying words that would not do as such. We'll praise You in Jesus' name. I want to call your attention for just a few moments, if the Lord will help me, to verse number 14. In Psalm 103, the Scripture said that He remembereth, He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust. Psalm 40 said, "I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me." Now, I don't know if I can be transparent with you or not tonight, but I want to be honest that there are moments throughout the day, Brother Brent, when I am busied about with life's going on, with my work, with tending to my children, with spending time with my wife. There are times throughout the day when I find myself not thinking about the Lord. There are times when I get consumed with my job or get consumed with the affairs of this life and things that are taking place in my home or my family. And I find my thoughts sometimes scattered and far away from God. But as I survey the Scriptures, Brother David Noah, and I look at the Word of God, I can't find anywhere in the Scriptures that leads me to believe anything but that the Lord is constantly thinking upon me. There's never a moment in eternity. There has never been from the conception of the thing, I believe. There has never been a time at which God did not have us on the forefront of His mind. Knowing what we was, knowing how awful that we'd be, realizing how sinful that we were. The Scripture said He knoweth our frame. I believe that the Lord is sympathetic to our frame because it is He who made us. He said that He formed us in Genesis 2 and 7 of the dust of the ground. God knows what we are, yet He still thinks about me. Realizing that it was for my sins that would hang the darling Lamb of God upon the cross. It was my iniquities that would cause Him to be crucified. And yet God constantly had me on His mind. I'll tell you, there are brethren in this building that I love and men that I think highly of and persons that I think about from time to time. I try to call my pastor every day. Brother Steve's my pastor. I try to do it in a manner where I'm not just calling him when I need something. I just want him to know that he's my pastor and that I love him. And sometimes I just want to hear him talk. Amen. And, but to be honest, there's times that I go through the day when Brother Steve is far from my mind. Brother Reg Wright's one of my greatest friends in the ministry. I love Brother Reggie. But there are times that pass when days go by and I've not thought about Brother Reg. But it's a consolation to me tonight in this place that there is never a moment, there is never an ounce of time that goes by what that God is not thinking about me. Now, I'm not talking about Buddha. I'm not talking about Muhammad. I'm not talking about Allah. I'm talking about the divine creator of heaven and earth. He is deity. He is God. I believe that Christ was God. I believe in the deity and the lordship of Jesus Christ. I want to preach this to you for a few minutes if God will help me. Oh, no, when deity dwells on dust. Amen. I got to thinking about this and thinking about what God made us out of and how the Lord formed us and fashioned us of the dust of the ground. We're nothing. You know, you can sell dirt. You can sell clay. You can even sell church. But when them ladies line up to with the brooms this evening and sweep up all the dust off the ground in the fellowship hall, ain't nobody gonna get in line to buy that dust. Ain't nobody gonna be there to try to pay a dollar for that pan of dust. But it's cast aside. It's thrown away because it's good for nothing. And that's just exactly tonight what you and I were, good for nothing. Don't just cast aside because of our sins. But there was a God in heaven that was thinking about me, that knew my frame, that knew what I was made of, and yet God loved me anyhow. God come where I was at anyway, a deity dwelling on dust. There are times when my thoughts dwell upon my church and my pastor and my friends, and a lot of times when my thoughts dwell upon my wife and my children, especially when I'm gone off preaching and away from them, and my thoughts are dwelling upon them. But I go to sleep and my mind wanders in my dreams, and I get busy fellowshipping and my mind wanders here and yonder. But God is always dwelling on me, regardless of how He knows our frame. Brother Leland, he knows what we are. He knows the mistakes I'll make, and yet he loves me anyhow. He knew the sins I'd commit, and yet he loved me anyhow. God was dwelling on me when my thoughts were never about God, when God never crossed my mind, when God was never even in my daily affairs. There was never a moment from before the foundation of the world that God did not have me on His mind. Woo! Hallelujah. I want to tell you this morning, I don't know how you feel about it, but there's times when I go a long time, maybe don't hear from somebody, and I get to wondering, you know, and it's just the way I am. You just have to accept it, I guess, tonight. I just get to wondering, do they even know who I am? Do they remember me? But I'll tell you, I have never, Brother McCoy, I've never wondered about God. I've never had to sit back and say, where is the Lord? There have been times when I felt like Job, when I said, I wish I could find him. I'd go to where his seat was, and I'd order my calls. But I'll tell you, every single time, without fail, God passes by and touches my heart, moves in my life, and reminds me one more time, I'm thinking about you. When you're sick and God touches you, God said, I'm thinking about you. When you're needy and poor and God blesses, God said, I'm thinking about you. When you're lost and undone on your road to hell, and God come by and save you, God was letting you know that I've got you on my mind and that I'm thinking about you. I tell you, that's a great consolation to me. Hey, amen. I'm a nobody from nowhere. I don't have a holiness heritage. I get, if I can say this without y'all throwing me off a bull platform, I get almost envious of some of these brethren that talk about the heritage they had and how God bless him. I didn't have all of that. I come out of a broken home. I'm the product of an adulterous relationship. You take it anyway, which way you want to. I wasn't nobody. I wasn't raised in church. I didn't know anything about the Bible. I didn't get saved. I was 15 years old. I didn't own a Bible. I couldn't quote one verse of scripture. I'd never been to church one day in my life, except for maybe one funeral.
And they didn't, and I, that was very rare. I didn't know anything about God's Church of the Bible. But I'll tell you, I found out that there was a God in heaven that knew everything about me, even what I didn't want him to know. When the preacher got to preaching and conviction got to falling, I found out that God knew exactly what I was. I knew where I was at. And he revealed to me that he let the darling, the Lamb of God, die for my sins. Oh, hallelujah. And that I could be saved. And God said, I was thinking about you. Woo!
Hey, great God. When Jesus there in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was praying, you know, Father, let this cup pass from me. I tried to preach one time. I did poor with it, I think. I tried to preach one time on what Christ saw in the cup. That wrath of God and that judgment on sin and the things that he's seen. But I got to praying about this message, and it's like the Lord showed me that when he looked past that judgment and he looked past that penalty for my sins he's going to have to pay, and he got to looking deep enough in that cup when he cried, Father, nevertheless, not my will but thine. It wasn't because he had anything on his mind but me and you. Realizing that if he didn't die, if he didn't bleed and suffer, I'd wind up in hell. But there was a God in heaven that loved me enough. Oh, thank God this morning. Oh, that he thought about me enough to let himself go to the cross and suffer and die, and let the precious blood of the Lamb of God cover my sins. Oh, because he was thinking about me.
Brother Steve testified at church the other night while he's a preaching so good. He got to telling about the Lord healing him here a couple of years ago, I guess it was. Got to talking about can I tell this? It's all right, Pastor. He got to telling, he had already told our deacons that they're going to have to hunt another pastor. The doctors had done told him just a few months at best. And if it does be all right, you'll never be any better than what you are right now. And he got to telling how, standing right along in here in our church, how the Holy Ghost come on him and he felt life come in him and death leave him. And God healed him. He's standing here like the best preacher in the building. Amen. You ought to feel that way about your pastor. Come on here. Amen. And he's preaches to us every Sunday and loves us. We got a good one. Amen. But I'm telling you something right now. God had done that for Pastor Steve Shanefelt to let him know that I ain't forgot where you sat, that I didn't lose track of you. But I'm thinking about great God in heaven. I'm thinking about you. I've got you. And every single time God comes by and touches you, every time God moves on your behalf, it's a steady reminder that I am thinking about you.
That deity is dwelling on dust. Amen. I get to thinking about where I come from and how the Lord brought me up out of my sin. Just honest, I didn't stand a chance. My mama, from the time I told the church I was going to preach, my mama fought me about it. She did. Amen. My family fought me and have nobody scotching. Amen. And there's been them times when the preacher was preaching this morning about turning back. There's been them times I know what it was like, Brother Brent, to say, what's the use? My mama don't want me to preach. All you preachers that have been run off of churches, most of you could probably say mama's always scotching for you. Ain't that right? Come on now. I didn't have mama scotching for me. I had mama telling me what I was doing was stupid. That was her words. Come on here. I want to tell you something. I know what it's like. I got saved in a Baptist church. Can I tell this? Y'all not throw me off a platform. I started preaching in a Baptist church. I got licensed in a Baptist church. I got ordained in a Baptist church. But I come back one night from a little Pentecostal church speaking in tongues and filled with the Holy Ghost. And they told me I couldn't keep my license. And when I said I can't preach at eternal security, they told me I couldn't keep my ordination papers. They come to my house and got them. I was brokenhearted. I was
distraught. I went to sleep on the couch. I ruptured some disc in my back. It's just like him to kick a man while he's down. I blowed some disc out of my back while he's at work. I stayed bent over like this for about 2 weeks. I finally got laid down on the couch. They come. I handed the papers flat on my back and said, you can have them. They left. I went to sleep and God come by. Amen. And he done all that just to remind me that the Baptist may have forgot you. Amen. Never did think much of you to start with. Amen. And if they left and they walked off, but I found out that there's a friend. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Let's stick it closer than a brother. And when everybody else walks off, and when the church falls apart, and the pieces laying on the ground, there's a God in heaven that's thinking about me. Woo! Oh, I want to tell you this evening, he's thinking about you. He is thinking about you. And when you get in that tight place and in that hard time, and you feel like that your preacher don't know, and you feel like that the church just don't know, and you feel like your best friend, even your spouse, they've been times, I don't know how you feel about it, there's been times I've been hurting, and I couldn't talk to my wife about it. And there ain't nothing much I don't talk to her about. But there's been feelings contained in my bosom that I could have expressed to her and Brother Hyde in the best of words. And she'd have never known it. She'd have never understood. But just one tear drop off of my cheek and hit my Bible. And I know that there's a God come by that is thinking about me. I'm going to tell you, deity dwells on dust. He's ever got you on his mind. God bless you. Thank you for letting me preach.